Proclamation number 7250, dated the January 8, 1959. Evidence of Jesus' existence on Earth. Every human being has the opportunity to discover the secret of God's human manifestation, and every human being will then also have proof of Jesus' existence, who will be revealed to him as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, which will render all other evidence superfluous. And anyone who has finally understood the human manifestation of God also knows that, and why, faith is required, why proof is not favorable but rather unfavorable for the soul's process of development, which is the reason for a person's life on earth. The fact that God embodied himself in Jesus Christ, in Jesus the man, is and remains beyond belief for people who have no spiritual connection at all, to whom spiritual aspiration is unfamiliar. And thus, spiritual aspiration should be understood to mean the soul's process of development, which was not given earthly life as an end in itself but merely as a means to an end. Consequently, anyone not spiritually motivated is not awakened either, i.e., his reasoning is more influenced by error than truth. He will rather accept misconceptions and regard them as truth, and the pure truth will seem unacceptable to him, precisely because his spirit is still dark, which does not refer to his intellect but to the spiritual spark within a person, the divine part. This person will not accept purely spiritual causes and thus God's human manifestation as the result of such a spiritual cause will be beyond his understanding. But it happened, God himself embodied himself in a human being, and this human being was Jesus, the Son of Mary, who is begotten by the Spirit of God. Nothing was allowed to happen which could force people to believe. Even Jesus' birth was subject to human law, but not the conception. People should not be so arrogant as to doubt this when they consider that all living beings as well as the whole work of creation emerged out of God's strength. Thus it is indeed possible for this strength to create a human being out of his will. But this birth without conception also had spiritual reasons which an awakened spirit can quite easily understand. However, the human being has to know that there were spiritual reasons for the entire work of creation which were based on the free will of the first created spiritual beings, and that this free will also plays a part in the existence of the human being, the first created original spirit, which is significant and at the same time also an explanation why no or only little evidence can be found for the existence of Jesus the man, since a human being may not be compelled by any means to take a positive or negative attitude towards Jesus Christ, the divine Savior. His attitude towards him must be the result of complete freedom of will because this alone determines the human being's spiritual rebirth into the first created being, which is the purpose for the human being's life on earth. Whatever can be proven enforces a decision. No person may be forced to make a decision if the previous perfection of the first created being should be achieved once again, which is the purpose and goal of the entire work of creation. Hence, first of all a person has to know about the origin and goal of everything in existence, about the meaning and purpose of creation and all created beings within it. Yet he will never be able to gain this knowledge from books, it is to be conveyed to him through the Spirit of God, who is eternal truth himself. This, however, requires conditions which all people certainly could but only few want to meet. Nevertheless, the Spirit of God can only express itself where these conditions are met, a living faith in God which can only come alive through love, and a conscious request for God's truth in the very belief to receive the truth from Him. and it will be given to the person because the Spirit of God now contacts the spiritual spark, which is a part of him, in the human being, and the person will be taught through the Spirit. Anyone who cannot or does not want to believe this will never attain wisdom, the light of knowledge. But the most marvelous revelations will be unveiled to anyone who believes. He will see brightly and clearly that which is incomprehensible to other people. He will be able to understand the correlations, and the problem of God's human manifestation in Jesus will be resolved in such an amazing way, so that he will not require any further proof, and yet he will be able to perceive everything more clearly than even the keenest intellect could. But then the period of time between Jesus' life on earth and the present is irrelevant to an awakened spirit, because Jesus' life was not at an event intended for a certain group of people, but it was intended for all people in the past, present and future. All people will know of Jesus' life, but they need no evidence of his existence if their spirit is awakened. Yet without the awakening of spirit, even the most distinct evidence would be useless for the attainment of the maturity of the soul, because faith on the basis of proof is no faith which respects free will, and only free will is taken into account. The intellect is of no or very little significance to the awakening of the spirit within the human being. The latter is the result of a life of love, a life of unselfish love for other people. Hence researching the most profound secrets is not the privilege of keen intellectual activity, but solely the prerogative of those who keep God's commandments, which Jesus the man taught on earth: love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Single quote: the result of fulfilling these commandments is the most certain and obvious evidence of Jesus' existence, because then God's Spirit will lead the person to finding the truth and also explain to him all correlations which the human intellect alone would never be able to achieve. Amen.